terminal area now and watch it as a balloon. Now, this is very, very simple. You're just simply going to imagine the balloon expanding, filling up with air as you find yourself inhaling. Now you're touching the abdominal area. That's all you're doing. It's very simple, just to get in touch with letting air go in and out of this, what we call a pelvic balloon. Instead of making the pelvic balloon at your manubrium, see, that's where you don't want it to be. Then, let's touch the sides of the balloon, that is the sides of the pelvic area here. Because I want this to be an all-inclusive image, even though the sides of the pelvis are not going to expand. At least it will help to open you up to using more muscles around the pelvis. Touch the back, under. And I think of the back of the pelvic area here behind the abdominal area, I think of having a tummy in back, and that tummy expanding against the floor as I inhale. And again, instead of voluntarily controlling that, just let it happen with the image. All right. We have a lot of mixed imagery today, so let's take the body as an ensemble of clothing. The body as an ensemble of clothing. And we'll give you a moment to select the clothing that you'll imagine yourself to be. Let's put the pants legs over the clothing, over the hanger rather. And you'll see the support. And you'll see the knee ends of the femur bones extending. The back of the clothing spreading on the floor and the front part settling against the back. Now to expedite this, let's try the hiss. Hiss. Okay, now let your breath be automatic. We release our tactile aid. We can touch the sides of the pelvis here, and you watch the front part of the clothing settle against the back. Then you can go up to the lower part of the ribs. Then you can touch under the clavicle here. The sleeves. And the legs as trousers touch front and back. And front settling against back. See that emptiness clearly, and the front settling against the back clearly. Okay. Now, once again, let's put the pants legs over the hanger, let them be supported, see the knee ends extending, and the back of the clothing spreading on the floor, and the front part settling against the back. Now hiss to help it happen. Hiss. Okay, now let's go to the upper part of the rib cage and practice with, it's the same image, but we're going to focus on the front part of the coat up here settling against the back. In other words, I want you to get in touch with the fact that at the end of the exhalation, in this case the forced exhalation of the hiss, how this releases, and that then will become a more meaningful tool for you to use to open up the upper sternum in whatever movement you need to do, whether it be dance or sports or just living. All right, so image the pants legs over the hanger, the knee ends extending, the back of the clothing spreading on the floor, and the front part settling against the back. Hiss. Notice at the end of the exhalation how it releases above more easily. Yes. Now, take your air in the pelvic balloon when you go into your next breath. Instead of heaving the upper part of your sternum up in the air and initiating the breath there, let it initiate with the pelvic balloon, and then later can work on up to the upper part if you wish. Just let your breathing be completely automatic, because remember, with a forced exhalation, we pause between forced exhalations and let the breath restore itself to normal rhythm. The reason for that is the fact that you have the inspiratory tension being maintained in a forced exhalation. If you keep doing one after the other, you tend to favor holding on to the inspiratory tension, and it can inhibit the breathing pattern, lock it up, as it were. All right, let's one more time do that so we can get in touch with this settling of the upper part of the coat. See the clothes over the hanger, then the knee, the pants legs over the hanger, under the knee crease, and then the knee ends extending, and the back of the clothing spreading on the floor, and then the front part of the clothing settling against the back. Hiss. Again, notice as you get to the end of the breath how the upper part of the chest releases. And then when you breathe again, breathe into the pelvic balloon to start things off. And then let it work its way up. But that's the last. Now just let your breath be automatic. All right, now we're going to go to the lower ribs. They're going to be the umbrella. Put your hands, as I showed you, on the skeleton around your partner's lower ribs. Now, again, all you have to do is to image that the ribs expand. I gave you the image of the rib cage as an umbrella. You can use that, or you can just think of the ribs opening up as you inhale. And think of the umbrella there, which is representing the ribs, opening in all directions, and back as well as to the side and the front. Just let it happen. It's as if the back of the umbrella expanded against the floor or against the hands that are touching it. Now what we're trying to do is to release any inhibitory pattern that you may be in that doesn't permit this expansion of the rib cage to take place freely on the inhalation, which is autonomic. You just have to let it happen. Now, we're going to have you do a hiss again, and this time we'll be working up above under the scapulae. So let's touch under the scapulae here. What I've done, I've centered my partner's scapulae in the palms of my hands so that I'm comfortable and my partner is comfortable. Now, after you've done that, exert a slight lateral or outward pull by, it's almost as if you were going to slide your hands out sideways, but don't do it to the point where they slide. Just, I want a little outward gesture there so that the message going to the partner is that the shoulders are opening up. rather than being squeezing those scapula together. And now, image your rib cage as an umbrella. The rod of the umbrella is your central axis. The handle of the umbrella is the pelvis, with the open end of the handle facing the same way the pelvis opens to the ceiling. And the tip end of the umbrella is where the lateral-occipital joint takes place. That's where the head joins the spine. And the shoulder blades, the scapulae, are on the outside of the umbrella. That is to say, the rib cage is inside the shoulders. So now, let's watch the umbrella close around its rod, which is your central axis, on the hips. And it moves away from the scapulae, creating more space in there. Hiss. Now let your breath be completely automatic. Once again, we'll set the image up. The rib cage is an umbrella. The rod of the umbrella is your central axis. And the umbrella is inside the scapulae, the shoulder girdle. And as you hiss, the umbrella closes around the central axis, moving away from the scapulae. Hiss. Okay, again, let your breath be automatic. Now this time, I'm going to ask you to image the umbrella. Set it up. This is a good transition for you to think it. You just heard me describe it a couple of times. Now you do it once on your own to get a little practice. And I'll tell you when to hiss. Don't hiss just yet. I want to give you time to organize the image. All right, hiss. Let your breath be totally automatic. Slide your hand sideways so that you leave your partner with a sense of the scapulae opening up. Although that shouldn't be a voluntary movement on the part of the person receiving tactile aid, it's an image. Our movement, of course, is voluntary as we move our hands away. Now let's get the points in front that we might not have got when the umbrella narrowed around the central axis. Maybe you missed that area in front where the armpits are. I showed you on the skeleton. So let's touch under the armpits. Let's touch under the armpits. Now, the thing to do here is to think of the armpits softening and deepening. Just think that for a moment. And as you do that, hiss. And just let your breath be automatic. Now think of the floor at the level of your armpits giving you total, complete support there so that you can let the weight drop out of the armpits. even lying down. Just let the weight fall out of the armpits. Now once again, we're going to hiss and watch the armpits soften and deepen. Hiss. Okay, your breath is automatic. Now, we'll leave that, and we're going to now observe our partners as they inhale. And the inhalation, remember, you're going to see the mercury column, which is in the central axis, moving downward. And we're going to start that at about the 12th thoracic level, which is just a little below the xiphoid process. So look at your partner. When you see your partner inhaling, slide your hands down the back over the pelvis through the sit bones. Okay, now that was to get you in touch with the idea of the vertical effort of breath, which is downward on inhalation. Now, the exhalation is quite passive, where you're going to watch the mercury rising. So for that, we're going to use the hissing, and we'll just simply slide our hands up the front wall of the body as our partners do the hissing. So hiss. And let your breath be automatic now. Once again now, let's hiss. Watch the mercury rise. Okay, let your breath be again completely automatic. Now we're going to watch the sternum sliding up to the atlas. Now to help our partners with this, we'll touch under the earlobes behind the jaw. So that they know that the sternum is sliding between these two points, centered between these two points. And here, I just want you to watch that as if the sternum was sliding up to the atlas. This is another way to get in touch with that, the tensile support of the sternum. And the more you, different circumstances under which you can learn to experience this, the better you'll be at it when you're standing, when you're upright, sitting or standing. You might find that just on a normal exhalation, you get a clearer experience of that. And then later you can do it under exhalation or inhalation, I find I get a very clear experience of the sternum rising up to the atlas on exhalation. That's good. Now we're going to finish our partners off with just touching very briefly the curve of the outer curve of the clavicle as it's moving towards this outer curve of the clavicle here, going toward the acromion process, but not there yet. Just touch that very lightly so your partner can let the curve be there. Finally, let's touch the acromion processes, shoulder tips. That's the roof over the glenohumeral joint. Now, under it, the glenohumeral joint is where the head of the humerus fits into the glenoid cavity. Now, it's difficult because you really haven't had enough experience looking at those two joints, but perhaps from the description and from looking at it earlier when I described it, showing you the skeleton, you can see more space between the shoulder tips that we're touching and the glenohumeral joint, which is below. And then later you come up and look at the skeleton again to refresh your memory. Now while we're touching these two tips, think of them widening to the wall on either side of the room. Again, no voluntary movement with this, just image it. Now, let our partners just rest a moment. Okay, take the ties off your partner's legs. And now roll over onto your hands and knees and sit back on your heels. And fold the trunk of your body on your thighs as you sit on your heels. Imagine planes passing through the thigh creases, the knee ends of the femur bones extending. Okay. Now you can watch the scapula floating down to your heels as you unfold, and hiss while you're doing it. Then you stand on your knees, bring one leg under and forward. Pause a moment. When you come to standing, you're going to push from the floor into your acetabulum. Also, will you watch the back half of the head sliding up as you do that? And you can balance on your femur heads. Again, watch the sternum sliding up between the ears at the lateral-occipital joint. Just watch it sliding up. Now, if you'd rather, you can use the image of being suspended from the maneuvering by the imaginary puppeteer. If you get the sense of that, then you'll be able to release your armpits. That is, you can let the weight out of the armpits if you think of being suspended from the manubrium. In other words, you want to maintain your tensile strength or coordination from the manubrium or from the first rib, which we took up, I think, yesterday or the day before, rather than pulling yourself up by your armpits. Just think about that for a moment. And then cycle your arms above your head, thinking up the front and down the back. The rib cage is the umbrella we just worked on. The rod of the umbrella is your central axis, and the scapulae are on the outside of the umbrella. The umbrella on the inside of the scapulae. As you hiss, the umbrella closes around the central axis, moving inside the scapula. In fact, inside the entire shoulder girdle, because the first rib is below the clavicles, too. Hiss. Soft elbows, slide your scapula up, and then drop. And again, just slide your scapula up, soft elbows. Okay. Help your partners into constructive rest.